This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CU Fin Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions.
Austin here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CU Fin Health Conference here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And in the studio lounge is BCU's very own Bjorn Larson. Bjorn, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for having me.
You are welcome. You're welcome. We're in the home stretch, the final day here.
Yeah.
And any highlights to share before we talk about your topic here?
Yeah, I think it's always great to be with everybody. Feeling like a lot of us are doing this kind of with small teams, sort of on our own. You've probably heard this from other people, but I think knowing you're not alone, knowing that you've got a whole group of people that are interested in this work, I think we're also seeing this potential for financial well-being to really lead our industry. And so I think a lot of us are feeling super inspired to go back. I think the big job now is to get other people on board.
Exactly. Yeah. No doubt. Yeah, I think this is infectious in a very good way.
Yeah.
And I think guys, it's going to snowball for sure. Some great topics here for sure. So, and again, this is a group of people that they are like, you're in right in the middle of that. They're on a mission,
right,
to get things done in the financial wellness area. Which is where credit unions live and breathe. So let's talk about the topic here, the growing need to offer a great financial coaching program.
Yeah.
So share with me, because you guys are doing this as well, right?
We are doing this. Yeah, so it's very interesting. When I got into the space about 10 years ago, financial coaching wasn't really a known term.
Yeah.
It was financial advisor, and that was basically it. Or like debt counselor. Those are like the two parts of the continuum. And I would even have people come to me and say, you know, here are all my investments. Let's talk about retirement. And I'm like, okay, you need to find a financial planner. And so it was not really a household term.
Yeah.
But what we're starting to see is that it's becoming more of a known entity. People know what a coach is. They just went through COVID, we all did. They're looking for help with their mental health, with their financial health. And so the companies that we work with, so BCU works with Target, United Health Group, a bunch of other very large employers, that's the space that we play in.
Mm-hmm.
Those companies are starting to ask for coaching. And we actually have 130 people who are certified at BCU.
Wow.
And we can talk more about we actually have a goal of getting every single employee certified. That's our big goal moving forward here.
Yeah.
And so we have this kind of massive network of available coaches to support these humongous companies. And they are starting to incentivize their employees use our coaches.
Yeah.
And so it's a growing need, and we're ready to meet it.
Do you market this service?
We do market this service, yeah.
How does that work? What does that look like?
Yeah, so I run the Life Money U program, which is our financial wellness program.
Okay.
So out of the program, we've kind of always offered it. And in our case, it's actually offered to anyone regardless of membership. So we just do this for anyone that wants a coaching appointment. And obviously some of those convert over to membership, and then we do work with members. The way that we have sort of newly started to market this is with companies like United Health Group, Cardinal Health, actually in their employee benefits package, they're being offered our coaches, and then they're being given reward dollars through their Rally Health Rewards that goes toward their HSA and other things. And so that has changed the game for us. When I first started, we were doing about 600 appointments a year, and this year we'll probably do over 5,000. So we're doing about 500 a month right now as a program. And a lot of that is because of our companies looking for help for their employees.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And talk to me about the value add this brings to BCU. I mean, the value prop or the value, whatever you want to call it, has got to be through the roof. Right?
Right. So I think it's one of the most practical ways to live out our purpose statement of empowering people to discover 100%. Financial freedom. And what we find is that We tell all of our coaches, you know, this is not a sales pitch. This is not your sales pitch opportunity. Like, you are offering this service, and they're certified, so they're doing a good job doing that. But it just naturally goes to membership, product, services. And so we actually do get a decent amount of kind of conversion out of that, even though that's not our goal. I mean, it's just sort of like a added benefit of doing this.
The people that receive this have to be so grateful. It's almost like reciprocation, right?
Exactly.
So you're going to give this information.
Exactly.
This is really cool stuff, and
BCU
is a pretty cool credit union, so why not join?
Right.
I hear you.
Yeah, and I think, it was interesting. We were sort of exploring having digital coaching on top of our actual real person coaching, and all of our companies wanted the real person, which just says to me there's just this desperate need that we're all feeling,
yeah.
you know, kind of
yeah.
after COVID or whatever this period of time is called.
Yeah.
And they want their employees to have access to real humans on the other side. And so I think what we're able to do is, you know, build empathy with people, have empathy, build rapport, I mean, make them feel supported. I mean, a good coach does that and ultimately is giving you hope.
Yeah, no doubt. And if they have a good, and this is part of the member experience, right? So if they have a great, good member experience, they're going
right.
to come back for other types of services.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, what we're hoping is that as we lead with financial wellness, we add value, we change financial lives. And as a coach, I have done this, you know, like, over time, you see massive life change.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, who are they going to think of at the next life event?
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the business of life events, you know? So
yeah.
it's like if they do every life event after that, that is good for everybody.
Yeah.
That's a win-win-win.
Mm-hmm. And the bonus on top of that, they're going to tell their family, they're going to tell their friends.
Totally.
Neighbors, coworkers, all that type of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's good that, I mean, everybody here has got some form of a coaching program. But I think what we tend to do as coaches is we tend to kind of expert on people.
Mm-hmm.
So we sort of just like they come in, we want to be the hero. We want to tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And great coaches are ones that don't, they have that in their toolbox that they
sure.
need you, but
sure.
they hold back and they tease out what that person truly is looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And they're teaching them how to fish ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
That is value right there. Because if that person learns how to fish and they go off, they're going to remember, who was that helped me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my credit union. I want to come back and do more. And so it's like the easiest sales pitch there is.
No doubt, no doubt. And it lasts a lifetime.
Yeah.
And beyond as well, because you can pass that on to the kids, the grandkids, and family and friends, all that type of stuff. So,
exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So, and you guys had a session on this as well?
We did.
What was the reaction or feedback based on this? What did you guys talk about? What was the kind of reaction?
Yeah, we
kind
of shared our own personal story. I think that, you know, as a coach, I think you kind of have to know your why and your own personal story. And sometimes you got to bring that out in conversations. And then we talked about sort of how we've, I was with Chris Wolgemott from Merit Trust Credit Union,
mm-hmm.
and we have both kind of built our programs in different ways. He does a lot of in-person coaching. We do almost everything over the phone, because
mm-hmm.
We're a bit more scaled across the nation.
Yeah.
And then we talked about sort of what is a great coaching experience, what is really
mm-hmm.
not a great
mm-hmm.
coaching experience, and admitted our own failures. And I think, like we heard from yesterday, some college students were up front, and they said, you have to learn from your failures. I mean, that is, as a young person, and honestly, as an adult, you have to learn from your failures. And so I've failed a lot as a coach. Right. And so taking those opportunities to just get better and better and better,
yeah.
that's what we want to have all of our coaches experience and try to speed up the journey, I guess, for the new ones.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to segue off that response to what advice would you have for creators who want to start? Or maybe might be in the middle of something like this and might be stuck a little bit, or like,
yeah.
how do we take it to the next level?
So I think every great financial wellness program builds off of the coaching skill set. I can't tell you how many times I've kind of gone back to that specific skill set for every part of our program. I mean, it will look different. There will be digital tools, there will be content, there will be live webinars, whatever, but if you use that mindset of helping people in that
yeah.
way, of
yeah.
seeking to understand, empathy, and then ultimately not experting on them,
mm-hmm.
that's what it all builds from. So if somebody's just starting off, I would say get somebody certified. Get somebody through the FISEC program. Just they'll be your champion.
Mm-hmm.
You can offer coaching. Maybe you have a cohort. Maybe they're going to be the mentor of the future coaches.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
that's just a great first place to start. And then as you start to have coaches, the key is, I think, that they have a support system with each other so that when they go through difficult conversations and try to not take it on, but we all care so much that it's hard enough to not take it all on,
yeah.
they have a net of people to talk with. And there's just like a regular cadence of, you know, walking through topics, continuous learning. That's pretty much what it is. You have to continuously learn because you don't know what your members are going to be bringing in, and you have to be ready to help them in that time of need. So helping bridge the gap between the certification and like the real coaching, and then the people that have done it for a while, which are hopefully they're getting better because that street
right.
knowledge is
yeah.
probably the most important thing.
Yeah.
They can kind of share back and mentor the other people. And so if you kind of get that whole nice wheel going,
that cycle for sure.
It's huge.
Yeah, no doubt. And the
yeah.
more you do, the better you get with anything.
Exactly.
So, and especially in this area for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then your members will be just forever thankful. Oh my gosh.
Totally.
And even, I'm assuming even staff members and other employees would benefit from this as well, right?
Exactly. So, yeah. It's a great way. That's the other thing, is if you get more people certified, you can share the load. So like in our case, I mean, 500 appointments a month is a lot.
That's a lot.
So we have, you know, over 100 coaches that are helping do that.
Yeah.
You also have a great practical way to live out your purpose as an organization. So if you're getting people certified,
mm-hmm.
what better way that they are actually getting to live it out mm-hmm. in their day job?
Mm-hmm.
And what my desire is we, as we go to certify every employee, we're not going to do everybody through the FICEP program, but we're going to have kind of a lighter version
okay.
of a certification for the kind of non-member facing folks. My hope is that someday some of those folks could actually do some coaching
oh, yeah.
as a part of their job, because
yeah.
what we hear from our frontline employees is, this is the best part of my job. They
yeah.
they love it.
Oh,
which, I mean, I understand why. It's like
yeah.
To get to help change people's lives is pretty amazing.
How
so
rewarding.
How cool to think about, you know, 700 other employees getting a chance for a couple hours a month to kind of scratch that itch
mm-hmm.
and do that when you're doing spreadsheets
yeah.
all day. Like, how cool if we could kind of do that. And then that would help my program, because then we could scale even
oh,
more.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it probably helps them out personally as well, because they have this knowledge.
Exactly.
Sure.
Totally.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else, Bjorn, before I let you go into the rest of the show today? Or?
Yeah.
I love this stuff.
I would say that probably the biggest piece of advice I would give to kind of anyone that is running a program or who's a coach is just that we're chocked full of an industry of people who care deeply about helping people, which is so awesome. I mean, like,
yeah.
there are not many other industries that have this group of people. Admittedly, I've fallen into this trap that I like to be the hero. I like to be the hero for people's lives. But if you're a great coach and you have a great program, you have to put that aside. You cannot be the hero in everybody's situation. You have to help them figure out what's going to work best for them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to give a little bit of expertise, but if they don't feel the motivation to be taught how to actually go and fish, I guess, what happens if you're not there the next time? What happens if you leave? What happens if you're sick? What happens, you're like, you can't have them become reliant upon you. And I have fallen into the trap because it feels good. It feels good to help somebody over a long period of time. But you have to teach people in a way that puts it all back on them.
Yeah.
The accountability's
yeah.
on them.
Yeah.
So you can do things in the right way to help them have quick wins and
yeah, I can totally see how somebody could become dependent on this, but
exactly.
your goal is to make them independent.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah,
exactly.
I got you.
And that feels weird because ultimately in some cases we're trying to get them to stick around. But we all know how it feels when somebody comes to our door and is trying to sell us something. We don't like that. So if you can truly give them the service and the benefit and help, like honestly help them,
yeah.
they are going to come back.
Oh, completely.
They are going to come
completely.
Back. And they're going to be lifelong members.
Tons of value, sir.
Yeah.
Tons of value. All right, Bjorn, this is great stuff. I mean, if there ever was a credit union mission, this is definitely right there in that wheelhouse for sure.
I totally agree.
So, yeah. And you're living it every day, sir.
Thank you so
well
much.
Done. All right. There he is, Bjorn Larson from the fine institution called BCU in Illinois, right?
Illinois.
Yeah.
You got it.
Right on.
Studio Lounge Interviews at CFN Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solution. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.